You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
From the Kari Feinstein Style Lounge in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's A Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show.
Hey guys, we are live at the Kari Feinstein Style Lounge for the 2012 MTV Movie Awards, and we're here doing a special bonus after show recap for The Real Housewives of New Jersey. And I just want to quickly introduce our lovely panel here today. Starting to my left, I have Courtney Stewart.
Hello.
Adrian Vero.
And Adria Theoritis.
All right, so we're going to just dig right into it. We're all here. We're all huge, huge, major fans of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. So we thought we'd do something special for you guys today and give you a nice bonus recap of everything that's been going on. We're going to talk about, you know, some of our best moments, some of our best characters. So let's just dig right in. All right, at this point, let's talk about highlights from this current season.
Where do we begin?
There is just so much. So much. First of all, this whole season is all about one housewife in particular, which is undeniable. It's Teresa.
Pretty much. Yep.
Teresa. So what are some of your favorite moments basically from this season regarding Teresa? Because there's just too many to count.
Teresa and Joe's relationship for one. Teresa and Joe Giudice, my favorite but not so favorite person on the show, because he's awful to her, awful to the kids, it seems like, in the way he swears at them, but he's hilarious. So their relationship terrible. To me, seeing that play out is crazy.
More highlights, Courtney?
I would have to say that Gia is quickly becoming one of my favorite characters on The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and her relationship with her mom and yelling at her mom and her dad, when she was telling Joe in the car about being with another woman.
What was that?
Her whole talk about getting a bra and the tampon thing, and like, she's just knowing too much.
You're a cheater.
Too simple, but it's hilarious.
Well,
I love
her. I got one thing to say about that, because that little girl is what we would call fresh. Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't know about y'all, but I know in a black household, that would not go down. She is back talking. She's got a big mouth. She's got an opinion about everything.
Yes.
Like, what would happen if that behavior went on in your house?
Oh, absolutely not. It would not occur at all. And the fact that she's acting like she's a 16-year-old, she's 11. And she knows about all the sex things, the tampons, the bra shopping. She just is so knowledgeable. And at 10, I didn't know any of that.
And trying to think, at 10, what grade are you in, like fourth grade?
And the temper tantrum that she threw with Caroline and Jacqueline, just
too much.
We'll get to that. That was a hot mess.
Their whole entire family for this whole season has been my source of entertainment. Like, not only mentioned Gia, Joe, what about Melania? The mouth on Melania is out of control.
Oh, my God.
Totally out of control.
Singing in closets. And what I love is that Teresa's always saying, oh, I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap. When the hell are you going to wash your mouth out with soap? Because she hugs her every time.
She consoles her every time she throws a temper tantrum.
Insane.
It's crazy. Well, that's definitely a big highlight. The children. Another one, it's an obvious one, are all the fights that Teresa's been getting in. The one that I really want to talk about right now is the fact that the season opened with Teresa going over to Caroline Manzo's house, and they were all talking about her cookbook from last season and all the funnies, you know, all
the
those funnies,
the ha-has.
It was just a joke. And, you know, obviously The Real Housewives, it's all over the place. It's in the tabloids. Mm-hmm. It's on Wendy Williams. It's everywhere. And I think what really resonated with me was the fact that she said that she apologized to the ladies, but her apology was via In Touch Weekly magazine.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys, I happen to watch Wendy Williams. I'm a huge fan, but Melissa Gorga and Kathy were on Wendy Williams, and basically Melissa said, I wish I didn't have to go to the ShopRite to get an apology. So, like, that was a big moment for me. Like, what'd you guys think about all that mess?
Right. I just think that when she was sitting with Caroline on the steps, it wasn't really an apology. It was just an excuse saying it was a joke.
Exactly.
Just because you talked in an interview doesn't mean that's a sincere apology. They're just supposed to be your close friends that are like family. She always said that in the previous seasons. You know, to her brother, she was like, well, Caroline and Jacqueline are my family.
Yeah.
So she just kind of, when Caroline said, she's like, that conversation outside was pointless, but you know what? I'm not going to hold grudges. I'm just going to move on. Teresa just doesn't get it. It just doesn't seem
there's
that
a lot,
she understands.
Yeah. A lot.
She doesn't understand where other people come from.
Joe Gorga had the best analogy when he was talking to the football. And he's like, this is what it's like talking to Teresa. And then they flip over to them and they're like, your brother's like talking, and Melissa are like talking to a wall. So really, they both feel the same way. But from an outsider perspective, I see Teresa being the football.
Yeah. Exactly.
They're all, it's like they're running circles around each other. They're all like saying the same stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think the most interesting thing about this particular franchise of the Housewives is that like, and what I love so much about it is that because they're all family, like, this is
real
drama.
Yes.
This is real. This isn't, like, created things that Bravo has created. Let's make a party. You know, yeah,
make
exactly.
Them, like, meet each other.
Yeah, this is some real stuff. So it just makes me wonder, like, when the cameras are off, like, what's life really like?
Teresa is batshit crazy.
Like
insane.
Their
like,
family
she is
dynamic is not normal. It's fun. We think it's funny because it's on TV, but this is he really talks to her like this. These kids have their language from their dad.
Exactly.
Right.
Like,
that's where
like
they get it from. And that's not okay.
Yeah, I agree. Let's see here. More highlights from this current season. Ashley. How can we forget about her?
She
finally gets the boot. Yeah, that girl pisses
she
me out.
She
makes
me so mad.
Like, she missed her flight? Like,
I mean, again.
She did it on purpose.
I hate to use the race thing again, but again, if she were a black family,
that would not fly.
That ish would not be going down. That's all I got to say.
I know. You can tell that they were getting completely fed up with it. I think I said this before, but from an outside perspective, you would look at the parents. If you've never seen the show, oh my gosh, these parents are so harsh. No, they did the right thing, in my opinion. How else were you going to get this girl to learn? And they had to be harsh with her, that tough love, and hopefully, well, we'll catch up later in the season to see how she's actually doing from that Vegas trip.
Word on the street is she's not doing that well.
Oh, jeez.
Because I believe, I don't know, who was it? Wasn't it, I think Caroline was on Watch What Happens Live maybe 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, she was.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Okay.
But they asked, because they were talking about Ashley being blonde and how have things changed and all that. And she sort of giggled and like, well, she's back to being a beautiful brunette, but, you know, other things never change.
But she still has her blonde mom.
Yeah.
She's not willing to change. You have to be willing to change. You can't be forced to change. Like, your parents can only do so much. Like, she's a grown woman.
Yeah.
She needs to realize that what she's doing wrong is wrong. Yeah. What she's doing is wrong.
I actually think they got harsh with her way too late. Because she's, what, 21, 22 now or something?
I think she like maybe
she wasn't,
just turned 21.
Like, but like essentially
when she was going
potty trained.
And I'm potty trained.
Yeah, like that. Like, you know, like she wasn't, they're starting way too late in life to teach her these lessons.
Exactly.
And she's already stuck in her ways.
Jacqueline talked about how, I mean, obviously this has been going on for a long time, long before the cameras even were in their houses. So they should have definitely attacked that long ago, because that girl is...
Ashley needs
I don't know.
Ashley needs 1 minute of her time.
Yeah.
That's about it.
She's
just so frustrating to talk about.
But I actually didn't mind her blonde, by the way.
Yeah, same.
I kind of didn't mind it.
Am I the only one that didn't like it?
I actually liked it. But you could tell she got little lippy injections, too.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy. But I kind of thought it was...
It worked for her.
Does it need a change? I prefer her as a brunette, personally, but, you know, to each his own. All right, so on to more highlights. So we see a lot more of Rosie.
Yes.
I love Rosie.
Susan, who's on our panel, Susan has a crush on Rosie, FYI. But we see a lot more of her. She's talking. She was on Watch What Happens Live.
Yes.
Do you think, like, her part's going to get bigger, like, within, like, the framework of the show and, like, their relationships? Because she kind of had a little moment with Teresa about all the fighting.
I just think she's a strong example of their core family. She's, you know, not really in the cameras and, kind of like how Jacqueline and Caroline and Joe and Melissa are. She's kind of just is a representation of their true core family.
Yeah.
And you just kind of see how she kind of keeps it real. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, everyone just needs to shut up and just listen to each other. And she just wants the fighting to end. She thinks it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
She doesn't really feed into the drama. She's... Mm-hmm. She just thinks it's bullshit.
Yeah.
She's the token funny one. I think we see that more and more. I think she comes out with when it was her babysitting the kids. I think everyone can say that that was one of their favorite scenes.
Right.
Like watching all the little like munchkins, rugrats running around, and she's trying
to
be there. Like, Rosie,
that was in the street.
In the street.
Literally. What the hell are you doing?
Rosie to the rescue. That's what that was.
She doesn't have kids, so you could see how the stress. She was like, oh my God, like these kids are terrors.
And she got her jug of wine.
Yeah. On that one. But you know, I'm really looking forward to the next episode because we dig into her sexuality a little bit, and I think it gets a little sensitive, and it sounds like, you know, she's talking to her niece and nephew, Kathy's kids, just about why she is the way she is, which I think at this day and age, I think that's still an interesting conversation, and maybe it's because we live in LA. I used to live in New York.
Yeah.
Maybe because we live here, you know, it's just such a common everyday thing for us, you know, the whole gay thing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, just the clips that we saw, it just sounded like, you know, and she was really explaining why she is the way she is.
And more specifically for her character development in the show, she is the funny one. She is the kind of, like, even she said it, she's like, Teresa's not threatened by me. I have short hair. I'm bigger than her. Whatever it may be. So there isn't that, you're not going to get that, you know, one-on-one relationship competition. Yeah. So to bring up another side of her, a more serious side, will be interesting, I think, for the viewers to see.
Yeah, for sure. All right. What are some other highlights? Another obvious one is Jacqueline and Teresa. Like, their relationship is kind of shifted.
Unraveling.
Unraveling before our eyes. And we saw that especially, like, with the reunion show season 3, all that drama with why she wasn't at Jacqueline at the reunion. Where do we see that going?
I think it's very interesting, too, because we already know the ending. We know that they are not speaking, and she was not at the reunion.
Yeah.
So what we just are beginning to see is Jacqueline getting the, what did Caroline say, reaping the consequences of being friends with Teresa.
Right.
So you start to see that play out. And I think Jacqueline's such a lost soul when it comes to friends. Like, she kind of wants to have that fit in. She's naive. She's, you know, vulnerable.
She wants to be liked by everybody. She wants to be liked by absolutely everyone. And I can't blame her for that, especially in that family.
And I think that Jacqueline's starting to disagree with the actions that Teresa's taking with her family.
Yeah.
And that's putting pressure on her. Like Melissa put it perfectly, Jacqueline, you know, sometimes feels the pressures of being Teresa's friend. And I think that she's just, it's hard for Jacqueline. She tries to get through to Teresa and talk to her. You know, maybe you should look at this side. Not everyone is always wrong. But then Teresa just kind of gets really defensive and thinks that, you know, Jacqueline's turning on her. So I think that that is what we're going to come to see. That it's just going to be a blowout.
I think she's starting to find her voice, too.
Mm-hmm. Jacqueline.
Yeah, I think at first she was just like, okay, I got to figure out my way and my role in this family, you know, and then she had her drama with her daughter. Now I think she's finding her voice and she's not afraid to just, you know, let it all out. I think we might have a special guest.
Actually, Deanna, we do. We have a special vendor.
Ah.
Please welcome them to the panel.
Hello. Hello. Welcome.
Welcome.
Woo! Yeah. Right over the hat.
Right over the hat.
Oh, that looks great with that.
Very
See, it's
stylish.
Easier for a guy. You don't have any hair to worry about. Anything out of the way.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You can hear you can put your mic a little closer.
A little closer.
Yeah,
a little
bit. Okay. There you go.
There we go. Yeah,
right.
Just a little Janet Jackson action.
Good?
All right.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
So, tell the AfterBuzz fans who you are.
Who I am.
Yeah.
Well, I'm from a store called Kin Los Angeles.
Okay.
And we're located on Sunset Boulevard in Sunset Plaza.
Oh, very nice.
It's in West Hollywood.
All right.
And
we're by Rosa Mexicana.
Yeah, we're right across the street from Rosa Mexicana, sort of near Mel's Diner.
Okay.
In West Hollywood. And we're a multi-brand store, so we carry a lot of clothing for men and women.
Nice.
And we have about 100 brands in our store, like Barbara Bowie, a lot of high-end lines like Acne.
Cool. So what's the hottest thing right now that like people are just rushing to your store to buy?
Well, a lot of people come to us for specialty items that you can't get anywhere in a lot of malls. So we're considered a specialties boutique and a luxury store. So brands like Barbara Bowie, who have, you know, the same manufacturer as Chanel or Todd Lynn from the British fashion.
That.
Oh yeah, you didn't know that. Okay.
And I worked in fashion for 12
there
years.
You go.
Thank you.
So, but we also feature a lot of indie lines that are local to Hollywood and Los Angeles, lines like Again and Unif, you know, sort of mid-price point brands, you know, because not everybody can afford a $2,500 pair of shoes.
You got that right.
But, true.
Yeah, so I need to find the budget version. So what, what is budget in your store?
Well, yeah, we like I said, we fit anyone's price range. So if you're looking for a luxury item, you can get that at our store. Or you could buy, you know, an inexpensive pair of jeans at $100. So we have...
How $100 has become inexpensive for a pair of jeans now.
So we also have an online store if you wanted to check out what we carry.
Yeah.
It's it's the name of our store, which is Kin Los Angeles.
Kin Los Angeles, everybody.
So kinlosangeles.com.
Okay.
That's our website. And we ship anywhere in the world.
Nice.
And we're offering free shipping right now, which is nice.
That's amazing.
And,
that's fantastic.
And so, yeah, we're doing this event today just to promote, you know, to some of the celebrities here, some of the brands we carry and, and, you know, and get the word out there. And,
now, is Kin a store that can be found in other cities across the country, or is it just a Los Angeles based
store? We've been open since 2004.
Okay.
With our flagship.
Yeah.
I mean, in this
8 years, especially in this market, in this economy, that's pretty impressive. Yeah.
So we're happy. You know, we've been able to survive because we hit a niche market and, you know, we get the local people really supporting us. And we've done real well over the years, even during the rough times. But, we are going to open some more stores over the next couple years. We're looking at a few locations in New York, and we will be opening another one soon in downtown LA as well.
Oh, amazing. So, all right. So they can definitely find you online at www.kinlosangeles.com.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
And you're offering free shipping for how long?
Well, we're going to offer free shipping over this month, and then we're going to run some promotions coming up too. That you guys should definitely look
out for. Great, well, stay tuned for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll check you out online.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
I'll get a picture with Squeeze in.
Squeeze,
real quick.
Great.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much. Right, guys. So
love special guests.
Yes, yeah. We love special guests. Especially when it has anything to do with clothing and fashion and jewelry, because you know our Real Housewives, you know, they're all about that.
Oh, not in a good way sometimes.
Well,
though.
I know. We need to have a special segment just on the fashion.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to like table that for another time. But now that we've kind of gone over all of our big highlights from the current season, I wanted to do something fun, like Teresa. She's obviously, like, you know, the main focal point of this season, as we all know, and she, you know, has some interesting things to say or not mispronounce.
Can I have a question?
Oh, I love her mispronouncing.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I've watched The Housewives for all of the seasons.
Okay.
Is Teresa's are her language skills disintegrating? Because I don't recall. Like, she's always had some funny quirks with her accent, like, but I feel like this season, I'm not sure she speaks English.
No. She has her own language, for sure.
And
she's a little...
I don't feel like it has been that way always. Like, I don't feel like it was a consistent thing. I feel like I noticed it in the past, but, like, now I'm like, girlfriend, what did you just say?
I think it's always been that way. I just think we're noticing it more since she is such a pivotal part of this season. That's what I think. Because from the very beginning, and like I said, I lived in New York City for 12 years, so I'm used to the Jersey, Staten Island thing. And the biggest thing that irks me is use. I'm like, that is not a word.
Yeah.
And everybody uses it, you know?
Right.
Oh,
right. But there's that Jersey, New York accent, but then there's the Teresa-isms that have nothing to do with it. And I'm telling you, Jersey people, some people, like, they don't talk like that. She takes it to a whole nother level.
She is not
ingredients is not.
Ingredients.
Yeah. I mean, here, let me read a couple of like, some interesting quotes from Teresa. She goes, instead of saying you're so stupid, I'm going to be the bigger person and say it behind your back on national TV instead.
What? Makes no sense.
What the hell? And that was Teresa to Caroline Manzo. let's see, another one. This one is funny, and this relates back to your favorite person, Gia, and the bra shopping thing. But basically, it's all about do tampons count? And I think we know what I'm talking about. let's see here. So when talking the birds and the bees with Gia, Teresa seems to think that a tampon is the same thing as a penis. And if you use one, that it means that your virginity is taken. What the hell is that?
That's old school. Like, she was
what
growing up.
That?
That's what they told her.
She's like, we wear pads only.
Pads. And I love how little Gia
and she was
just
so
like,
serious about
wearing
it.
A tampon. Yeah. You know?
She was like, you know, it, you had sex. Like, she was just like.
That's crazy. That is crazy. Although, now that I. Okay, that's TMI. Never mind. TMI. One of my favorites. Caroline is as Italian as the Olive Garden.
Ooh, ouch. That hurt me.
It was funny.
That was the funny.
It was like, ha, ha. That was Teresa quoting us, not us. We do not agree with that.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
how she thought it. She didn't think it was funny. Teresa's freaking crazy. We already know this.
Oh, God. Oh, and here's another good one. Some of my Jewish friends are all, I would have divorced him in a second. I'm like, yeah, what would that have done? That's a marriage is all about. That's what family's all about. We're going to get through this. Like, and I remember Andy Cohen actually brought that up, the whole, like, why did you bring up, you know, if you were Jewish? And, of course, Teresa's always having to backpedal to explain, you know, whatever ill comment she's made,
right.
You know.
And isn't it funny how they defend their husbands so much, but when it comes to their friends,
grave.
Like, yeah. To the grave. Like, yeah. That is the Italian way, though, but
till
what are you going to do?
Is it? Like,
she said that
it is,
a
yeah.
way to keep her friends anonymous. That's why she said Jewish friends, but then you're still categorized, like, everyone's going to know who your Jewish friend, like,
yeah.
And still, like, just... That made no sense, her counter-argument.
I could get it if she were Jewish, you know, because we can talk about our own, you
know
what I mean? But nobody else can talk about
right.
us,
yeah.
you know? But it's just...
Not appropriate.
All right, moving on. Family feuds, and I'm not talking about the game show that's now hosted by Steve Harvey. I'm talking about the big blowout fights that have been, you know, a consistent feature for this season.
Can we please just go through... Ding, ding, ding. Round one.
I want to hold up a platter.
Okay, round one. I just want to know right off the bat if you guys are Team Melissa or Team Teresa, because that is a big, big topic of conversation.
Dude.
Just go down and just
okay.
let's hear it.
All right.
Okay. Deanna?
I am Team Melissa.
Oh!
Sorry.
Wait, you have
sorry,
to say it,
pain.
Say it, and then say why,
okay.
and we'll go down.
Okay. I am Team Melissa because she is just, she's the sister-in-law. She's trying to keep the peace. She is, you know, trying to be a wife to her husband. She is trying to, you know, be a good sister-in-law. She's trying to keep the kids. Now, some would say that she's, like, bringing up a lot of juice and instigating things, but I feel like Teresa is just throwing her all this stuff, and she's just doing her best to, like, keep juggling it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm Team Melissa. I'm sorry.
Okay, and Courtney's cringing over here, so let's hear what Courtney has to say.
I'm actually in pain, as we discussed prior to the show beginning. I am sort of in the middle, not really thinking they both suck right now. I was Team Teresa all the way last season when we first met Melissa.
Okay.
And call me a mean girl or just a girl, but sometimes you get a vibe off a chick, and I know it's on television.
That's so funny.
And I don't know her, so I hope she's a wonderful person, and her kids are great, and they're cute, and everything's wonderful, but I get a vibe from her character on television that there is something not okay about her, so I understood going into it why, if she never did anything, why Teresa would have that, I don't like that bitch kind of attitude. Not that it's okay, I just understand it. But then this season, Teresa just continues to be ridiculous and not speak English. So when she can't like give a legit argument, then it's hard to stay on her side because
right.
she's
yeah.
not giving any
sort
of
she can't
like, intelligently articulate
like,
anything.
Yeah.
But in addition, I do kind of I can see like some of the stuff where she would say things about Melissa, and then if Joe says something to Melissa, like you know your sister and Melissa don't get along, like that's instigating stuff that shouldn't happen. So anyway. All that is to say that they both suck.
You're C-Song.
And right now, I am Team Richie.
That was not part of the equation.
I love Richie. I think he's amazing. And I think that
he has a very
clear perspective on all their crazy.
Right.
He thinks Teresa's crazy. And I think he likes Joe. But I don't think nobody likes Melissa for real. I think they like Joe. And so because they love Joe and they like him, they're
right.
going to deal with Melissa and she's fine. But I think Melissa's shady.
I think why I am not...
Melissa's on display.
On display.
Vomit in my mouth.
I know.
In addition, why was her butt cheeks out at that part? Okay.
No, but in Melissa's defense, I know there's a lot of Melissa haters out there. But in her defense, I do view her as a good wife and a good mother. So that is why I sympathize with her, and especially her coming into the family where Teresa's already got her claws out and ready to go. It's a jealousy thing with them. It comes down to that. They'll never admit it. Mm-hmm. With Melissa, I think that if Teresa accepted her with open arms, that I really believe that this could be avoided. But Teresa has this relationship with her brother that we all know is very serious. They have this.
Do we think it's inappropriate?
It's like
at some point, I think it was.
It's just.
I'm not gonna say it's.
I don't. It's not like incestual, obviously, or weird like that. But I think it's. Teresa's very protective and very territorial. That's a better word.
Territorial
of that. And I have a brother too. But I also know that, you know, life goes on. You're not little forever.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason why I am more on Melissa's side, because I see her trying, and that's what hurts me, or at least like it's frustrating for me to see that Teresa won't back down from that. So. Other than that, though, I mean, they both have their likable qualities and both their little whack qualities.
See, I also think once you get married, like, you, that whole, like, you know, role goes to your husband, you know? Like, I don't care who your brother, sister, cousin, whatever. Once you're married, like, your husband becomes
and
number one.
And they talked about that last season, you know what I mean? To why Teresa caused friction between her brother and her husband, because she wasn't putting her husband before,
like,
her brother.
Her husband should always
and I'm 100% Team Melissa, because I think that she's genuine. I think that she has... No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Genuine. And the way that she hasn't fought back the way that Teresa has, Melissa has had, she wants Teresa and her brother to mend together. And she has tried really hard to get them to mend their relationship and, you know, get along. So, and it's not, she hasn't just made it all about her and Teresa. She knows that there's a lot going on with Joe and she wants them to mend. And I think that she's, you know, been, she was quiet for a while and hasn't been until recently that she's kind of fought back. So, yeah, that's why I've kind of moved into being Team Melissa.
Well, this is a good time to talk about the big fight that Teresa and Melissa had with each other at the solstice party. I'm Team Melissa when it comes to that fight, because at the end of the day, Teresa, you know, goes and tells her brother, hey, I think your wife, you know, if she met a richer guy, she would, you know, move on and you know, cheat on you. And for her to expect her brother to, like, keep her confidence over his wife was just a ridiculous expectation in my eyes. Like, what did you guys think about that? Since you're, you know, Switzerland right now.
Neutral party.
I think that Teresa is stupid, which I've already said.
I think
she says stupid things all the time.
Yeah.
I think that is not something that would be like, I just can't see why it was necessary to tell his wife that. And maybe I'm wrong for that, but like we already know Teresa doesn't like you and doesn't say good things about you. I don't think it's. I think he should have confronted Teresa. Like, that's a horrible thing to say. Don't say that about
my wife.
And it should have been shut down there. It should have stayed between them, and it should have been, look, you can't talk to my wife like talk about my wife like that to me. I don't believe that's the truth, and it sucks that you think that's the truth. But this is crap. And if you don't want to talk to me anymore, fine. Like, if you want to stop talking, fine. But going back and be like, guess what Teresa said? She said you would leave me for another man. So you're a grown ass man. That was your sister.
Like, to the no.
That just didn't need to. That only made it much worse and made more levels to it that didn't have to exist. He could have shut it down right there. Aww. Been like, Teresa, you're on that bullshit as usual, and been done with it. Mm-hmm. You don't. And that's part of their problem. They're always going back and tit for tat. And they did the same thing last season. Like when we. That's why Melissa actually this season looks a little bit better, because she's not playing the game. Last season she was playing the game. She was giving the cards, talking about your redone house and doing the little shady girly shit that causes problems.
Agreed.
So I just think like that was a childish, stupid remark that Teresa made. He could have shut her down, and it never had to go back any further, because his wife already knows Teresa says.
What about the beginning that set off the fight, which was basically Melissa said too much. That's what she did. She said the word jail.
She did.
Now,
jail, big house, it all means
it matters to them.
Away,
it doesn't,
you know,
mean
going
the same
away,
thing to them.
You know?
Right.
But to them,
going
it's
going away.
Yeah,
it's going away, and it's all being secretive. But see, that comes down to, you know, the loyalty to your husband and protecting him. But really, you're going to... But she was the one that brought it up. Like Teresa said when he went away, and and then Melissa kind of, you know... So do you think that Melissa mentioning the jail thing was a jab, or was it strictly innocent?
I think she got a little balls. And
I think she got a little balls, too.
Yeah, he went to jail. She knows, because she isn't ignorant to the lives that they lead and the culture
and the
that they live in and the language. Like, there's no way she would not know that that was not the best way to say something if she... I don't know.
But it's still Teresa at the end of the day being overly dramatic and just focusing
it is
on...
very dramatic.
She focuses on, like, the minute, like, details. Like, just...
Because she can't. Yeah. You know, she can't get a whole sentence in. She got to find
adjectives. speaking of dramatic things and drama, we're in this amazing gifting lounge here at the W Hotel for the MTV Movie Awards this weekend. Yeah. There's all kinds of stuff. There's blenders and clothing and nail polish. It's all kinds of stuff. And I just want to let the AfterBuzz viewers know that you can actually go online to Amazon.com and you can purchase a lot of these fantastic things that happen to be right in front of us. But what we're asking our AfterBuzz fans to do is to go on to AfterBuzzTV.com and click on the Amazon affiliate banner and make all your purchases that way. So whether you want to buy clothing, you want to buy a magic bullet, you want to buy some Essie nail polish, we want you to go to AfterBuzzTV.com. Yes, nails.
Can we all click on
the nails?
Can we do a shot of this?
Yeah, so pretty.
Nice. But we're asking that you go, oh, and a dog. I think you can probably get that on Amazon.com too, maybe.
Sure.
We're asking you guys to actually click on the banner, make your purchases there. So what happens is AfterBuzzTV.com, we get lots of little kickbacks, and we're able to bring you fun shows like this live. We're able to bring you, you know, all of us fabulous hosts talking about your favorite shows. So just wanted to inform you guys of that. And also wanted to remind you to, you know, check in with us on iTunes and make your comments and tell your brother, your friends, your wife, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, get in on the conversation.
Yeah, get in on the conversation.
We
you
read
know.
That stuff.
We read it.
It informs
we love
our
it.
Discussion.
It's fantastic. So good, bad, or indifferent, we love hearing what you have to say. So please don't forget to do that. And now we're back onto our AfterBuzz bonus episode of The Real Housewives. I think we were talking about family feuds.
Yes, we were.
Okay, here's family feud.
Family feud.
Totally.
A lot of family feud.
Well, here's another one that I want to talk about, and this one really disgusted me, and this was a recent one. Joe Giudice in the car with his wife, basically having something to say about everybody and basically telling Teresa, shut the F up. Yep. You're going to listen to me, and if you don't, you know, say this, that, and the other, I'll kick this person out. I'll kick that. I mean,
that but her and Joe hardly ever fight. She said that right after that.
Hardly ever fight. And what resonated with me is that if saying all this stuff on camera, what's going on at home?
But there's kids in the back.
Yeah. What is going... I don't think the kids were in the car at that point.
Yeah.
No. Were they in the car?
Gia was in the back.
No,
it was just them two.
No,
that was
just them.
Oh, well, but that
scene.
Fight, that was the same episode, I think, when they continued it into the bedroom when they were working out, and it continued. And I to piggyback off of what you said, I have some insults from the horse's mouth.
Please,
so,
let's read.
Joe's insults, and this is in... Us Weekly with
humiliated by her
with Teresa on the cover,
and we know it's true because it came from Us Weekly.
Exactly. So we have Joe Giudice. This is all Joe Giudice's words of encouragement and love. She looks like a butchy boy. That was about Rosie. The lovely little
Rosie.
On brother-in-law Joe Gorga. He is a little girl. His name is not Joe. It's Josephine.
That was actually kind of funny.
That was funny. Sure. See, that's what I'm saying. Something's funny. Okay, ready. Former friend Caroline Manzo. She's actually kind of boring. And you can totally see him saying that. She's actually kind of boring. On Cousin, this is your man, Richie. He's got pebbles for nuts. He's got no nuts at all.
I love me some Richie. I don't like that one.
So on Sister Melissa, the most important, you know, battle here. Horsey face, I think she was a horse in her past. Who cares about that tramp anyway? And the last one, which is so heartbreaking because Kathy is the sweetest.
Harmless.
Your friggin' idiot cousin looks like a frog.
I think she's one of the prettiest women on the
I love
cast,
Kathy.
Actually.
She actually looks her age. She looks like a mom, and she just
good.
Is who she is, and
she looks,
she's so nice.
Yeah, I like Kathy a lot.
So that's just a little bit of Joe's, loving words.
How you feeling about Joe Giudice, Courtney?
I mean, I have a...
Don't be Switzerland on this one.
I'm not Switzerland, because I'm not Switzerland on Kathy either. I just started to like her this season.
Oh,
last season, I was done. Uh-huh. But Joe, honey, it's one of those things. It's like you can't fight with stupid. Like, he's obviously stupid, so you can't... What am I going to say?
He's God, like, right? Didn't he say he's the next best thing to God?
And that's what's so funny, because he actually, I honestly think, like, he's just a, you know, a ball buster. Like, he's fairly harmless, but I think he's in such a miserable place in his life right now and feeling so inadequate it's just coming way more than it needs to. Like when all the guys came over to the house and he made them dinner and they were cracking jokes and they were like, yeah, it used to be fun to hang out with Joe, but now he kind of just talks about how he's the best at everything.
He
has to sit there. And I feel like that's just indicative of what's going on in his life right now and how everything's kind of fallen apart. So and one would say that when that happens, that shows your true colors. Maybe it does, or maybe it just shows a person backed in a corner.
You know, I think it's a really good point that you made, though, how his things are, he's so stupid almost that it's harmless. But I actually am starting to see with that episode of them fighting in the bedroom, him and Teresa, that he was like, this is all you need, baby, right here. And I think Teresa's so vulnerable herself, can't say that word at all, vulnerable herself.
Teresa
that
would
she,
be proud of you.
I know, look at, she's rubbing off on me. She's rubbing off on me, I'm scared. So I think that it's rubbing off on her, and I just think that she's just gonna, you know, take him seriously now. Mm-hmm. All those little jabs and everything, she's like starting to believe it, and just gonna alienate both of them.
Yeah.
Oh,
lots of drums.
Two stupids together are never a good plan.
Right.
That's
right.
Why they're hilarious.
One stupid equals
so funny.
Eight stupids.
Right.
Let's see here. What other family feuds we got going on? Speaking of your love of Richie. So Kathy, you know, has a barbecue. Your heart. They call him the Lebanese
funny.
Jeff Goldblum. Do you know that?
Yeah. He looks just like Jeff
Goldblum. He does.
Goldblum.
He looks just like him. Well, you know, they have their big party at the end of the summer, you know, for the kids, the graduation. And I love how Rich was like, hey, look, I told the kids not to invite any of their friends because I didn't want them to be embarrassed, unbeknownst to Kathy.
Exactly. And poor Kathy's like, where is everybody? I made all this great
food.
She's
like, I made potato salad.
All that wasted macaroni salad. Yeah.
It's funny how the kids listen to Richie, too.
I love it.
You know?
I love
their kids are so cute.
They're such great parents. At least what we see when it's edited, I think they're fantastic.
And I think it stems from a good marriage because you can see that they're very loving with each other.
Yeah.
So I think the kids turned out, you know, I think that has a lot to do with it.
They're not like
they're affectionate. They hold hands. They talk nice to each other. You know, you don't see any of the other you know, the behavior that Teresa's kids have. Do not show in the Wachilis.
In Teresa's defense, she has very small children.
Yeah.
So their kids are older and should be much more well-behaved.
True.
That is not to say that her kids
those
aren't a
mess. Those kids are so ill-behaved.
But it's one of those things, goodness. Like, they're at the worst age for
how
behavior to begin with,
words?
And then there's so much mess going on
they
around
hear
them.
From their parents.
They hear from the dad.
Yeah. They hear from their parents.
You stupid
know?
Whore.
You
how
stupid
old is
whore.
Melania?
You
like
hooker. Yeah, I mean, that's crazy.
You're not a cooker. You're a hooker.
Classic line. Amazing.
Oh, all right. That brings me to, well, we actually kind of been talking about it. I the Real Housemen of New Jersey, you know. So we're always focused on the ladies and, you know, a little bit of the kids. But, you know, we've got the husbands. They've got a much more prominent part this season than ever.
Yeah.
You know, we've got the two Joes, Judice versus Gorga. We've got Albert, who we don't see a lot of Albert, but I feel like we've seen a little bit more of him this season because he's always working.
Right.
Especially as it relates to and we haven't really spoken about this, Albert and Lauren.
Right.
And Lauren's weight issues and, you know, how they're dogging her about that. We got Albie. We got Chris. Who's your favorite Real House man of the season? Do you have? Well, we already know
we
what
already
Jones
know mine.
Is. favorite man.
Oh, yeah, Rich.
Man,
it's really hard because they've all kind of, like, brought something different to the table so far. Every time Joe Judice is, like I said, comes on, I have this, like, weird liking towards him because he is hilarious. But like I said, I know, you know, I don't want people to think that I actually condone his behavior because that's not the way I feel. I don't think he's a good parent in that sense of how he, like, is a role model for his kids. But he's just absolutely, for TV purposes,
great
oh, my
TV.
God, come on now.
Yeah,
that guy comes on TV, and I just start laughing. Everything he says.
Yo, Trey.
So yeah, yo, Trey.
Trey.
I mean,
he always sounds
all
drunk.
Always sounds drunk. All he has, even just when he says "shut up" and whatever,
up,
which
Trey.
Are his two
up,
favorite
Trey.
Words. Shut up, like it's just
shut
funny.
Up.
And then he said, "talk so fast."
Shut up,
and
Trey.
the rat. Oh my god, like he like talks to himself, and he's like, "we're the rat."
Oh, the rat
yeah,
when the rat ate
right.
through the tarp.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
they went down to the shore.
Yeah. Oh my god, so funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I would say that Joe Judice is entertaining to watch, but they definitely all. Are entertaining for me to see, and I like all the different what they all bring to the table. The Manzo brothers crack me up. They're one-liners.
I love
their
them.
Interaction together.
Yeah.
I like them.
Yeah. Quick sidebar, really quickly, since we're talking about show. Do we think he's cheating?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
I believe it.
You think he's cheating?
I mean, think about how often she has gone, though, seriously. I mean, she was just in L.A. for the weekend. I'm not sure if he accompanied her, but can you imagine with all the kids? Mm. I don't think that
and
he actually does.
Really unhappy.
Yeah, he's, I wouldn't be surprised.
He's like a dude, like, his ego means a lot, and I feel like that's why he's been such a nut this season anyway. And you have no finances, your wife is more successful than you. Like, I feel like that would really cause problems for him.
Right, especially for a masculine guy like himself.
A very macho kind of guy. Right. I feel like he'd want a chick to be like, oh, you're amazing.
Yeah.
Even though I can't imagine.
But the thing is, Teresa does feel that way about him, I feel like, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why I think that she will never leave him.
Yeah.
But...
No, she's not strong enough.
She's not strong enough to leave
him. You don't think so?
No.
I think she really loves him.
I think she's very nice. Me and Joe hardly ever fight. She thinks they are so happy. Yeah. She's delusional.
I don't know. All right, so who's your favorite house man?
I love Richie. I always say that when I'm watching the show. Like, I want a husband like Richie. I think he's amazing. If I had to choose someone else, I'll take Albie. I love
him. Okay, all right. I'm going to go completely off the grain from all of you guys, and I'm going to say I like Joel Gorga.
I think
he's got the dreamiest eyes.
And he's all about respect.
He's a nice little package. I think he loves his wife. Yeah, he would do anything for her. He built that studio in the house for her to, you know, perform her on display for her music. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
I do.
No, he's definitely a catch.
Yeah, he is.
He's a catch.
He totally is.
And he wants things to work with Teresa. The only really jab you see was the one from two episodes ago.
Yeah.
Because
at some point
you're going to crash.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to crash.
He wasn't like talking.
But he's all about respect
her.
And he's all about loyalty. And I think he has a good heart.
Yeah. All right. So that's it for the Real Houseman of New Jersey. Now, so this will be fun. We all love Real Housewives, Jersey, New York, Atlanta. And, of course, the one common thread with all of those shows are the fights, the knockdown, drag-out fights. So I want to hear, like, what are some of your favorite all-time Real Housewives fights? Ding, ding,
round
ding.
Two. Favorite Real Housewives
fight. Do you need a moment?
Oh, I need a moment. I'm like, wait, let me think.
All right.
What did I have? Let's see.
And now we're talking about all seasons.
All franchises.
Oh. Like, I have...
Quite a few.
Yeah, let's hear it. Well, start us off, Deanna.
Right, I'll start you off. Well, okay, we'll start off with Jersey since we're talking about New Jersey, but the table flip with Danielle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Classic.
I don't know if we can say it here, but the whole prostitution. I love it. I love it.
Once it gets put on South Park, then you know it's real.
Yes.
Yeah. So that happens. That was a classic moment in Real Housewives history.
That was amazing.
And then when the season after that, she was chasing at an event and Ashley pulled her hair out.
Pulling out her weave.
That's when I was actually liking Ashley. I really liked her at that point in time.
Standing up for her mom.
Light and love. Remember that?
What else you got on there?
What else?
Different seasons?
Let's see. Okay, New York. I love Real Housewives in New York City.
Yes.
The trip to Morocco, you know, Ramona and Jill, fight, you know.
And they were just, like, falling out on the bed. That was some middle-aged dramatic
like,
mess.
Ramona was so feeling those cries. Oh, my God.
They were so drunk.
Yeah, New York I can't really comment on because I didn't really follow it too much.
Oh, well, another one. Okay, I think you can comment on this one.
Yeah.
The fight that Kelly Ben Simone, a.k.a. Airhead sometimes.
She was beneath her.
I am here and you are here.
And Bethany was like, bitch.
Bethany's like, wait, look at me now. I have my own talk show. I have my skinny girl.
I know.
You got fired from the Housewives.
Oh, not to mention, Bethany thinks that Therese is copying everything that she's doing.
I'm sure.
With the cookbook and everything.
Of course.
She's had a lot of commentary about
it. But regardless, it's a business model. I'm not hating.
Yeah.
It is what you got to do. Because you can't be a Real Housewife forever.
No, and reality TV is a platform at this point.
Exactly.
Come on now. You know that.
Yeah.
Speaking of platforms really quickly, I want to talk to everybody about Gamefly.com. So if you are a fan of video games and all that fun stuff, Gamefly is to video games what Netflix is to movies.
And
there's a special promotion going on. You can get a free 15-day trial if you log on to Gamefly.com and you put in AfterBuzz TV, and you can check it out for 2 weeks. You can put your little credit card in, but then if you decide, hey, I don't want to pay for this anymore, you just take it out. But you get to try and sample lots of amazing video games, and it's of no charge. You get to test it out. And do you guys like video games?
I can get down.
I can get down.
I'm old school.
I'm Miss Pac-Man. I'm Sid Meier. I'm Galaga.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Mario Kart stuff. Before the PlayStation got
But it's cool because you can actually rent them. You know, you don't have to buy them and never use them again. You rent them.
Exactly.
So it's a 15-day
Well, that's what Gamefly is all about.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Check out Gamefly.com.
/AfterBuzz TV Oh, yeah.
All right. So back to our fights. So wait, we just finished with the Kelly Bentham.
Let's get Atlanta.
Atlanta. Oh. Okay. NeNe, Sheree, and Kim flipping that wave. She was like, oh.
I didn't pull her wig. I just tugged it a little bit.
You know, and then... oh, here's another great one, and we hear about this one all the time, but Sheree and the party planner, who gonna check me, boo?
That was the craziest.
love it.
Business people, what? Who does that? Like, anywhere, who does that?
Talk about best soundbite ever. Best soundbite, because that became a song. Jenny Poulios from, what was it, Jeff Lewis's show.
Oh, yeah. She made,
like, Jenny will make up these songs, and that was one of her songs. Who go check me, boo? That was just hilarious. That was another great fight. Had to love that.
Love those one-liners.
How about Beverly Hills?
Taylor?
You guys watch Beverly Hills?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're right here, so you got to watch Beverly Hills. The Dinner Party. Camille Grammer's Dinner Party.
Oh, it's a sidekick.
So snide.
She was so annoying. She was the worst.
I wonder, she was so rude.
Who actually likes the sidekick? I wonder if anyone watched that episode and actually sympathized with her.
No.
I can't imagine who would sympathize with that woman.
She was the worst human being ever.
Yeah. She was out of line. It was just over the top. The nasty thing she was saying to Kyle. It was just too much.
Yeah.
I mean, that franchise has a lot of juiciness going on.
Yeah, they always do. A lot of juiciness.
I mean, another fight that came from that is this past season, they had the party. I forget who
at,
had the party.
Game night at Dana.
Yeah, when they stole her crutches.
And then Kim comes out like, you slut pig.
Another example of how stupid, not really, well, kind of fighting with stupid. Dana's harmless stupid. Like, she's not malicious. But Kim is like, who even cares what Kim says? Like, that would never affect me. Because she's just stupid.
Well, only to find out, like, after the fact that Kim had a little, you know, booze problem, a little drinking problem. So that was, you know, those are the things that we didn't know while watching it. But,
we knew.
Well, yeah, we know.
We were confused. It was obvious Brandy was not lying. Like, I know, right?
It was like Rosie. It's like, we know, but until you admit that you're actually gay, then we don't really know for sure.
They went back to that bathroom, I don't know how many times.
Exactly.
Like, what are you doing?
They didn't even have a party.
So maybe the real issue was that she said she was a meth head, I think, and that it wasn't meth.
Right. It's not meth, it's alcohol.
Yeah, exactly.
Pills.
Get it right. It was wine.
Yeah.
And Xanax.
Well, I'm not going to throw down on my boyfriend myself.
Oh, I know, right?
Kim's boyfriend was such a character on that show.
Well, first of all, he was an addict, too.
Oh, for sure.
Remember that part where they were getting ready for the party and she was, like, on the floor, like, picking up her stuff? It was two crackheads in a hotel.
We look at it and we get frustrated, we get annoyed, whatever, but, you know, it's sad to see. It's sad to see.
Very sad. Oh, God. I think we have another
guest.
Yes, we do. We love guests.
Welcome, Whitehall, coming to the panel.
Whitehall.
Yes.
Hello.
Come on in.
Hi. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Got to get you all set up with those headphones.
Over the hat again. Perfect.
Over the hat. Perfect.
There you go.
Hi. How are you?
Very well. Thank you.
So you are from Whitehall Rowing.
The Spirit Rowing Club. We have a rowing club in Marina Del Rey.
Oh, awesome.
Very cool.
Awesome.
Just down the way.
Nice. So I have a really big question to ask you. Our fans can't see it, but there is a huge boat in here. How did you guys get that in here?
You know what? We conned a couple people, including my son, that carry it in this morning. They had to go through the hotel and up the staircase.
God, how heavy is that thing?
It doesn't weigh all that much. It weighs about maybe 150,
200
pounds.
Oh, it's just bulky.
Oh,
that's it. Okay, only 150 pounds.
Scary.
So I told you before, you know, black people don't know how to swim.
I know how to swim.
I don't know how to swim.
I don't get into the real water. I get into the pools that are like five.
She dips. She dips. Yeah. So does your company, do you like take people out? Do you teach them how to,
We have a dock. It's on Mother's Beach in Marina Del Rey. Mm-hmm. We have a full of those boats for singles and doubles.
Okay.
And we provide instruction to everyone, but most people take them out on their own.
And just go.
They go for anywhere from an hour to 3 hours. They can go out into the ocean in them.
Ooh, that's fun.
It burns 800 calories an hour.
I was going to say, in the ocean.
800
calories an hour.
Wow.
And you exercise every major muscle group, and there's no impact. So it's
low impact.
Very low impact.
So can the average Joe just come down and rent a boat and just go out in the water?
Everyone. Yeah, anyone. Wow. We have anywhere 10-year-old kids doing it and 85-year-old men doing it.
Yeah, is it year-round?
It's year-round.
Oh, awesome. Very awesome.
Thanks to the California weather.
We're here talking about The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and somebody told me that you're a fan. Do you watch the show?
Well, I have watched it, yeah. I'm sheepishly admitting that. You know, of course,
It's a guilty pleasure for all of us. So who's your favorite character from the show? Do you have one?
You know, I think one that I used to really like left, Dina.
Dina Manzo.
I liked her.
There's a rumor that she's coming back this season, though, so you got to keep watching.
Oh, she was great. And then I think just for pure entertainment, Teresa's probably
of
the
course.
Best.
Yeah, of yeah. course. Yeah.
She's
course.
The most reliable.
Oh, yes, she's reliable for entertainment value, for learning new words.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yes.
She's hilarious.
That's fun. Do you think any of the housewives would ever go out on a boat and row it themselves?
I would love to have them out there. That would be great.
Right? Well, how about you plug it right now?
Teresa, we'd love to have you come be a member of our club. And Dina, all of you, please, you're welcome. Hurry back.
So where can we find you? Where can we? Do you have a website?
It's WhiteHallDelRay.com.
WhiteHallDelRay.com. Okay.
And just dial or Google Marina Del Rey or Whitehall, and we'll come up.
Okay.
Great. Awesome. Perfect.
Well, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank
today.
You very much.
Thank you for
really
stopping by.
It.
Maybe I'll learn how to swim.
And you have to come.
Thank you.
Mm-mm, I'm too scared. All right, you guys.
He said the ocean. I don't know about that. On that little bitty boat. I need a yacht.
There's a guy swim, but just the pool. We'll go.
You know what I'm
we'll make a trip out there.
Some waves and stuff. But when he said 800 calories, I was kind of like, okay, I might
that's
need to get on that.
That's actually really nice.
Throwing my boat.
Wow. So let's see here. Have we gone through all of our, top fights?
Top fights. I mean, I could name fights for days.
Right.
Like the christening. That was this.
Ooh, the christening.
That was physical.
Yeah, that was scary.
That was a very...
I think of all of them, that was the most
that
upsetting.
Like, that was.
It's one thing when
and
the adults Adriana are like eating each other's
faces off.
And
the parents were there. Yeah. It was very emotional seeing Joe speak with his father. He was like yelling.
Like,
you're my father. Like, it was very intense and very emotional.
And you know when they whip out the Italian, it gets
And that was one of those moments. As much as I love this and I laugh and whatever, it felt like we weren't supposed to be there for that.
Yes.
I felt like
the parents are so old. And Teresa always references, what about daddy? Like, daddy, she doesn't think he's going to be here for much longer. You know how hurtful it is for, them to see Teresa and Joe fighting?
See it on national TV and know everybody. Like, that was pretty awful.
Yeah.
That was pretty awful.
Wow.
Oh, well.
Let's see here.
That's what happens when you put your life on TV.
I know. Yeah. At some point, you're just like, well, do I feel sorry for him? And I'm like, No. They signed a deal. They're getting
They knew
a
what they're
check.
Getting into. Exactly.
At this point, you're at season four. So what is that? 3-4 years.
Yeah.
You know what to expect, because look, they're like all over the place. Every week, they're in a tabloid.
Right.
Something's being said. They're on TV. They're profiting from this, obviously.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Right.
She's done cookbook. She did The Apprentice. Dina Manzo has a show on HGTV.
Oh, wow.
Design My Party. Yeah. The guys have the Blackwater.
Yeah.
So they've all managed to, Melissa, your favorite person.
Leverage off of it.
She's got music. So they've all, that's a smart thing to do. That's what Bethany did,
Right.
Go in with a plan. Like, how am I going to leverage being on TV and, at least get something out of the fact that I'm, selling my soul and I've got to put all my stuff out there. So,
what's really cool though about everyone from different seasons has their thing. Like, the Maluf Hoof, I hate to say it. I know. But Adrienne with her shoes from Beverly Hills, Lisa with her restaurants. Everyone uses this as a platform, which is something that they should do. You know what I mean?
You have to.
Otherwise.
You have to. You're foolish if you don't.
Do we have another guest?
We do have another guest.
Okay.
We have another guest. We have Claudia Lee. from Heart of Dixie. So please give her a nice round.
Hello. Hi. Hi, Claudia. Thanks for joining us. Yes, put it on. Yeah. If you put it over, you won't mess up your hair. Okay. There we go.
Okay.
Hi. How
Hello.
Are you doing, Claudia?
Right now.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Check one, two.
So you were on Heart of Dixie.
Yes, I am.
I've seen that show.
You have.
I have. I like it. It comes on after Gossip Girl.
It does. Yes, it does. It's a really fun show.
So what character do you play?
I play Magnolia Breland. She's the mischievous young girl in Bluebell. Uh-huh. She is Jamie King's younger sister, played by Jamie King. And she is Lemon's younger sister. She is trying to find herself. She butts heads with her sister. She has her eye on a lot of guys. And uh-huh. she's just a teenager having fun, trying to find herself and be mature.
Nice.
That's
fun.
Sounds very fun.
So is this character for you, is it a departure from, like, your personality? Or?
It is. Okay. Because I listen to my parents. I follow the rules. I'm an all-A student.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm actually soon to be 16 on June 20th.
Oh, my God.
She's just rebellious, and I think it's a great escape to play her. So when I go to set, awesome. I'm Magnolia, and then when I get off of work, I'm like, okay, back to Claudia.
Yeah. How long have you been acting?
I have been, well, my mom says I was a drama queen since day one, I've been in this business for about 2 years now, and I've always been acting ever since I was little.
Yeah.
And I started in community theater in my hometown in Indiana.
Ohio.
When I was 13, I went to a camp in Vermont called Socapa, and I had an awesome roommate, and she kept on telling me that our dad owned the studio, and I was thinking an art gallery being 13 and young, and it was a working studio in New York where they filmed Gossip Girl and Sex in the City and all of those shows, and they introduced me to their family friends, and that's how my mom and dad and I, we drove out from Indiana here, and 3 months turned into 2 years.
That's awesome. That's
all
really
right.
awesome.
Well, being
good
on TV, do you have any guilty television pleasures or things
I
you
do.
Love?
I have a lot of guilty television pleasures. I would have to say Dance Moms. And,
Give me five on that.
I shouldn't be so proud of that, but, you know, sometimes when you just have a really busy day, you just need to vent and watch that.
Yeah, exactly. Right. What about the Real Housewives franchise? Which one's
your favorite?
We're talking about Jersey, but hey.
I like Jersey. Yeah. I think there's a lot of juicy drama in that
yes.
one.
Oh, yes.
I mean, Atlanta. We love Atlanta. Yeah, we do. Those shows are a hoot. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Those fights, when they get started, I'm just like, I'm so glad I'm not there.
Yeah, right?
You know what I mean?
But, like, you can't keep your eyes off it.
You can't.
Time.
It's like a train
and then
wreck.
You're like, I should change the channel. This isn't right. But then you just always go
but
back.
I can't.
Yeah.
You can't. Like, oh, I'm going so back there. I'm sure you don't have drama like that on the set of your show.
No.
I would imagine.
It is an awesome set to work on. Everyone gets along, the cast, the crew. We all get along so perfectly.
Wow.
It's like a family, and I'm actually so glad to see them soon. We're going to start filming in July again, and I represent my Heart of Dixie family 24/7. I actually have Rachel's Shoe Mint shoes on right now.
Fantastic.
So, so we have a great set, great cast and crew.
Yeah.
It's really like my second family.
Oh, well, thanks so much. Why don't you tell everybody where we can find you, what time, what network?
You guys can definitely find me on Twitter. I love talking to all of my fans. It's at Claudia Lee Live. My Facebook is the same name, at Claudia Lee Live as well.
Okay.
And the show is, well, it was on Monday nights at 9. It still is.
Okay.
But we're going to be changed to Tuesday, and I'm not sure about the time yet.
You already had your season finale, right?
We already had the season finale, but all of the reruns are still airing, so Monday nights at 9. Yes. Check it out.
Thanks.
Thanks,
Claudia.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Keep watching. thank you. Wow. So we love special guests. Claudia Lee from Heart of Dixie. Cute show on the CW.
Yes,
I've seen it a couple times. Y'all seen the
show? I've seen it a few times.
Yeah, I have
very
too.
Nice, very nice. Well,
this has been so much fun, you guys.
Yeah.
I know. MTV Movie Awards.
I just want to keep talking.
I know. Like, there's so much more we can talk about.
Do you guys have any, like, favorites that you want, you know, to win for the awards on Sunday? Like, any
Oh, man.
You want to see?
So
I know
many.
What I'm looking forward
what
to.
What are you looking forward to?
I'm
I'm looking forward to Russell Brand.
Oh, geez. Yes.
You love Russell Brand. Yes, I love Russell Brand. Yes, yes. How about you guys?
Do you want to see him post Katy Perry?
I just think he's so cute.
Oh.
I cannot see that.
Yeah,
he's
he got a new swag on him when he started with Katy.
Yeah, right?
He used to annoy me, but then he got with Katy, and I was kind of like, okay, you got a little something going on.
If you've ever looked at his face, he's got a gorgeous face.
I am so surprised by that.
Agree to disagree.
He looks a little new every day.
Yeah. Wow. And so, anything?
I want to see Kat Graham do the red carpet.
Okay.
I hear she's doing some fashion correspondence, so I think that'll be
It'll be cool.
All right.
Let the whole thing play out.
See how it rolls.
Nice. All right, guys. Well, this has been so much fun recapping our favorite moments, our biggest fights, our favorite characters, everything from the Real Housewives of New Jersey. We can't wait to come back next week.
Yeah.
You know, when
yeah, back in, our, back in our studio. Because right now.
Back in the studio. We're going to have Courtney come in too and dish with us.
Exactly.
So,
we are special.
Oh my God, did you see that?
Yeah, maybe you can call in or whatever. But yeah, but I've had so much fun. This is definitely a new experience, you know, being live, you know, for a big
here
show.
At the.
Here at the W Hotel here in Hollywood at the Carrie Feinstein Style Lounge.
Yes.
So it's been amazing. It's been fun. And hopefully you guys will tune in to hear more for next week for a new episode of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. And I'll just go down the line. Where can everybody find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter at Adria Theo.
You can find me at Adrian_Vero, the most boring Twitter name ever.
It's your name. It's not your name.
Oh, I've already my name was taken, which is why I can't have
really?
It.
Taken?
Yeah, so you can find me at Stuart Starlet, Stewart.
S-T-E-W-A-R-T-S-T-A-R-L-I-T. Wow, and you can find me at GoToGirlTV.
Number two.
GoToGirlTV, and then you can also find me on my website at www.GoToGirlTV.com. And, of course, you can find all of us on Sunday.
Monday.
Another show. You can find us on Monday at 9 o'clock. You can tune into iTunes and also check us out on YouTube.
AfterBuzzTV.com.
Thanks so much, guys. We had so much fun being here live. This is a really fun thing to do. All right.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Thank you.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.